Walmart, the world's largest retailer with key assistance from the nonprofit Environmental Defense Fund, is working to reduce carbon pollution in its retail supply chain. Ozarks at Largest Jacqueline Froelich paid a visit to EDF's offices located just down the street from Walmart's home office to bring us the story.
Jenny Allen is director of Environmental Defense Fund Supply Chain Division based in Bentonville. EDF set up shop in Northwest Arkansas 10 years ago. EDF was founded 50 years ago to block production of the toxic pesticide DDT, ban whale hunting, remove lead from gasoline, and reduce fast food packaging. Today, EDF is focused on protecting human health and stabilizing climate change. Headquartered in New York City with offices around the world, EDF counts more than 500 staff. 10 of those offices are focused on reducing carbon emissions in the U.S. retail industry.
Sure. We are now an increasingly global environmental nonprofit, started in the late 60s. And we really pride ourselves on being nonpartisan and driven by science and economics and trying to find ways for business, people, and nature to thrive.
EDF has collaborated with retail companies for 25 years, especially Walmart, the world's largest retailer. In 2009, Walmart announced formation of a sustainability consortium, and several years later, its sustainability index, a science-based system to score the ecological impact of various products. Today, the company continues to expand its green practices.
So Walmart laid out six pillars, which I think are illustrative of the big areas of opportunity for suppliers to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. And so those really focus on energy, both in their buildings and their fleets that they manage. It's included in the agricultural production and the energy and greenhouse gas emissions embedded in that, in packaging, in waste, as well as in deforestation. And the last area is around how products are designed and used.
Recently, Walmart invited key suppliers to make climate commitments to help the company reduce carbon emissions by 1 gigaton by 2030.
A gigaton is a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. It's equivalent to about the annual emissions of Germany.
To help reduce the effects of climate change, EDF specializes in consulting with retailers.
In some instances, it's very much a partnership, like we've had with a number of companies, including Walmart, but also we have a great collaboration with Smithfield Foods. We've helped them develop programs and processes to help address the greenhouse gases in the production of feed grains that they feed their pork, as one example. But then we also look for lighter touch ways to reach more companies. And so by hosting webinars, speaking at conferences, providing toolkits, and best practice manuals to help companies who maybe we don't have the bandwidth to work with directly, to give them the tools and resources and information they need to figure out where they're having the most impact and then what they can do about it.
Chain stores rely, of course, on massive fleets of trucks to deliver goods, and Walmart's steadily working to reduce vehicle emissions.
And that's been an area of focus for EDF Plus Business. My colleague Jason Mathers is really our expert in that space, and he's produced a green freight handbook and has a number of success stories of how companies have managed to improve both the choice of mode that they use, to use more efficient modes of transport, to really help drive the efficiency of the equipment that they're using, and then also to optimize the routes, and in some instances even working collaboratively so you don't have empty trucks driving around on the roads.
Walmart operates 11,700 stores and clubs in 28 countries, all of which consume electricity, much of it generated by coal and natural gas.
So we recommend that companies can do a number of things to address the efficiency in their buildings. I think one is just updating equipment, using the most efficient equipment you possibly can, whether that's lighting, that's your HVAC system, or other things. I think we also encourage companies who've maybe seized that low-hanging fruit on the efficiency side to explore renewable energy and other opportunities there. I think what's also really important, both on fleets and in building energy consumption, is the policy landscape, the broader policy landscape that really sets the floor and helps drive innovation and a more efficient overall system.
EDF believes Walmart serves as a model for other retailers.
We've been working with Walmart on sustainability for over 10 years. This is actually the 10th year that we've had an office here in Bentonville, and so we engage with them in a number of ways. I personally have weekly meetings with Walmart sustainability staff and others. There are places where we have very in-depth partnerships around chemicals of concern in products, around sustainable agriculture. And so there, we're really working hand-in-hand with the Walmart staff on the implementation of those programs. But then we're also here to provide feedback and advice at a higher level, you know, where we see there's a good overlap in areas where we focus as an organization.
The new Trump administration, which has gone on record claiming climate change is a fiction, seeks to end the U.S. Clean Power Plan, which encourages states to adopt alternative energy generation. Trump's also reinvigorating coal, oil, and natural gas industries, in large part to spur U.S. mineral exports. His administration's also abandoning international climate change collaborations, yet groups like EDF are not deterred.
I would say, given the climate, particularly with the federal government right now, I think it's increasingly important for companies to continue to lead and innovate. I think they have the power to really change the planet for the better and to prove that, you know, businesses and people and the environment can thrive, that those aren't competing interests. And so we're really excited to see this this Project Gigaton challenge that Walmart has put out there, and we hope many suppliers will join in and continue to show that leadership, and we're excited to be there to help them every step of the way.
EDF supply chain staff consult with retail companies at no cost, says Jenny Allen.
So EDF is very focused on finding the ways that work, and our funding model is very much one based where we do not take money from our corporate partners, which allows us to maintain our credibility and our independence to really push them on the things that matter most.
And how do you pay for all this programming?
So we are the lucky benefactors of generous foundations and individual givers who really believe in our mission and our ability to deliver results. So included in our giving guidelines, we don't take money from corporate foundations, but we do take money from family foundations.
Including the Walton Family Foundation, which supports EDF's work. EDF has built a new web portal for retailers seeking more information at supplychain.edf.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more about EDF's environmental work in retail, visit our website, ozarksatlarge.com.